Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio, sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation. Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, and surrounding areas to Financial Notes with Cindy G. I am your host, Cindy G, and I thank you for joining our weekly program. Our awesome producer, Shireen Renee, makes it possible for me and my guests to share some great financial practices. And a great shout out to our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. I am so happy to have each of you here. I do want to let you know that neither I nor my guests are financial advisors. We're just individuals who want to see the people in our communities do well. So this evening from 8:30 to 9 is me, myself, and I with you awesome people. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on our show this evening, Christmas / Holiday 2020. You can call us at 563-999-3722 and press 1. Again, call 563-999-3722 and press 1. I hope you and your family enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you were able to take advantage of some of the Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals that still continue to be offered. I opened up my email this morning, and I found out that the Cyber Monday sale had been extended. That's right. I'm like, isn't it Thursday? But hopefully you were able to take advantage of the ones that you wanted to. Now, tonight, we're going to discuss Christmas / Holiday 2020. And some key topics are going to be making income, decorating on a budget, and selecting priceless, not pricey, gifts. Now, I know that everyone that listens does not celebrate Christmas because everybody that listens didn't celebrate Thanksgiving. So that's why I'm calling it Christmas / Holiday 2020. And the three topics, we're going to talk about how do we make income? You know, how do we decorate on a budget? And how do we select priceless but not pricey gifts? So our first topic, making an income. So I say use your skills to pay the bills or save for thrills. Many of us are looking at different ways that we can have additional income to pay our bills. And then there's some of us out there that because we have not been out because of the limitations of COVID-19, perhaps we're working at home now, we actually have been able to save. But there are many of us who need to find a way to earn some additional money. So I say use your skills. If people compliment you all the time or occasionally about a skill that you have, evaluate how you can use that skill to generate income. And if you're not sure, start with Google. You know, put the search in, I have this skill. How can I make income during the holiday? Or even beyond that. And in addition, keep in mind that it is the holiday season and some companies are hiring. So look at Indeed, LinkedIn, Facebook pages. There are numerous pages on Facebook pages. Some are jobs in, and you just insert whatever city that you currently reside in or one that's nearby you. Now, these are suggestions, but that's what I did when I lost a job I had earlier this year. Because like some of you listening, when I started 2020, I had one job. I'm not in that job. That job I had in January, not only am I not in that job no longer exists. And it's not coming back. So I invite you to just, you know, look at your skill and value it and empower it to help you to make some additional income. Many times we are paid or compensated based on how a company values us. You have a skill, look at that skill, put the value to it, and see how it can help your family throughout this holiday season, and who knows, even beyond. Now, again, I'd love to hear from you, Fort Benning, Phoenix City, Columbus, and surrounding areas. You can call me at 563-999-3722, then press 1. We're going to take a small break right now, and then we're going to come back and discuss topics 2, decorating on a budget, and selecting priceless but not pricey gifts. So talk to you on the other side of this break.
Are you struggling with vision loss as you get older? Do you have a child who is blind or losing their vision? Are you a blind person wondering how you'll succeed in school, at work, or as a parent? We can help. The National Federation of the Blind knows that blindness doesn't have to keep you from living the life you want. We invite you to learn more about us and how we can help at nfb.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
I got smart about mortgages. Now, it's my house I go home to.
I got smart about college. Now my kid's off to a great start.
When it comes to your money, whatever you want to get smart about, you can find it at smartaboutmoney.org.
I got smart about health insurance. Now both my finances and I are healthy.
Smartaboutmoney.org is a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money.
I got smart about protecting my job. Now, I'm doing better than ever.
For everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, smartaboutmoney.org has the answers you're looking for.
I got smart about credit cards. Now paper or plastic has a whole new meaning.
Smartaboutmoney.org, the easy place to start when you want to get smart.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Two kids, one paycheck, but I'm still going to send them to college. With Sam, I can.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Making ends meet on a tight budget, coping with job loss, struggling with overwhelming credit card bills. Whatever your financial challenge, with Sam, you can. SAM is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. From everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, just remember, SAM, I can. SAMICAN.org.
I'm going to feel in control again. With SAM, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit SAMICAN.org.
And welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy G. Thank you so much for tuning in every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Also, a special shout-out again to our sponsors, Kingtown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Tonight's topic is Christmas/Holiday 2020. And we're discussing making income, topic number one, which we discussed prior to the break. Now we're going to discuss the decorating on a budget and selecting a priceless, not pricey gift. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call 563-999-3722 and then press 1. Again, that number is 563-999-3722. So, Christmas holiday 2020, decorating on a budget. So, if I had not seen this done before, I might not share it because the whole concept is kind of like, is different for me. But I've actually seen this done, and it just made a big difference. So what you can do, you can take boxes from like the grocery store or any store, different sizes, and then go to the dollar store and get wrapping paper. And you can wrap those boxes. And those boxes, you know, you can have a large one, then on top of the large one, a medium one, then a small one. And then you can create sort of like a present tree. But then you can also take different colors of wrapping paper. And say for one room, you may have red, another room, green. And then the way you can differentiate them is a bag, a bowl, which you can get at the dollar store as well. And so that bowl can then become like the top of the tree, and or as you decorate throughout the house, maybe, you know, in one room there's just a small box, and maybe it's wrapped in red, but it has three green bowls or a blue bowl. You can let your creativity flow. But the thing about it is you're looking at rolls of wrapping paper, boxes from a grocery store, and you can use that to decorate for the house. And when I say the dollar store, I truly do mean the dollar store. And then another way is shopping at your local Goodwill store. You would be amazed some of the awesome things you can find at Goodwill. And then when you go on the day and it's the item that you want is the color of the day. So for anyone who hasn't gone to Goodwill, there's always a color of the day. Depending on which one you go, it may be that same color for the week. It may change every day. It may vary. I'm not really sure about the system, but I do know that every day is a specific color. So you go in there, and something that's, you know, affordable is going to be even more affordable if it has that color because it's going to get additional discounts. So the great thing about that, you're saving money, and then by shopping at Goodwill, you're helping to keep someone else either working and or to learn a skill set that will allow him or her to get a job. So shopping at the Goodwill is another way of decorating on a budget. And then the third thing I wanted to talk about tonight was selecting priceless but not pricey items. And what I have seen that has worked really great is just going like an extra mile, but not overspending, but just putting maybe a little more thought into a gift. So say, for example, you have a relative who likes blueberries. So maybe for Christmas, you get a blueberry jam or a blueberry jelly for the blueberry lover in your life. You know, it's priceless because it's something that you know he or she's going to enjoy, but it's not pricey. And for many of us, we're looking to how do I let the people in my life know they mean something to me through a gift. Although, before you say it, I know gift giving is not the reason for the season. At the same time, I'm talking about if you are going to give gifts, this is one way of doing it, and it's a priceless gift because that person now knows, you know what, they know me, they got me something that they know that I can use and that I will use. And then another way the adults can exchange this holiday season. I know in some families, this has been a tradition for years. But in other families, you know, every adult gets a gift. It's a big gift exchange. And this year, the gift exchange may be more of if you love to bake or if there's a specialty that you do. We may not be physically getting together as much for Christmas, but it may be something for the individuals that you do get together with. It could be something that you could bake. But then you could exchange names. Now, sometimes I've seen this done where you write down like three items you want, and then everybody just puts their name in the bag or the bowl, or we can get, you know, let's Zoom. We Zoom so much. Let's just Zoom. We decide this is the person that is going to get my name, and I want him or her to know exactly what I want. And so I list two or three items that you would want. But see, here's the key thing to this working. As a family or as a group, you have to decide what the maximum limit is. And everybody has to adhere to that. You know, we've done things where we've done these exchange and we say, okay, it's $10 or it's $15 or, you know, or whatever it is. Sometimes it's been higher. But it never fails. No matter how high we set it, there's always that individual who goes over that. And it's just an awkward feeling for the people who adhere to the rules. So let's just try something different in 2020. You know, if you decide to do the gift and you decide that it's going to be a $15 limit, stay within the $15. Now, does that mean you find an item that is $50 but is marked down to $15, then you know what? It is what it is. You don't want to stress out too much. 2020, around March up until today has been stressful enough. So we're not going to do any stressing on the gift. Find a gift if you decide to do the exchange, and just try and stay in line with the price that is that you determine that you will do as a group. So just to recap, this holiday season, this Christmas holiday season, I recognize that everyone does not celebrate Christmas. So that's why it's Christmas / holiday season. What three things can we do? So I'm just going to recap really quick. As far as making income, use whatever skill set that you have and see how you can use that skill set to either one, pay the bills or save for a thrill. Just a way that you can get additional income. Some ways to find what's out there that's available. There's Indeed, there's LinkedIn, there's numerous of Facebook pages. So jobs in search your city, and then on any of these three, hit notifications. That way when a job posts that has the skill set that you're or the titles that you're looking for, you'll be notified. Okay. And then also many companies are hiring for the holiday season, so be on the lookout for that as well. Before I go over the topics 2 and 3, if there's anything you'd like to input, Fort Benning, Phoenix City, Columbus, and surrounding areas, feel free to call at 563-999-3722 and press 1. And then a second topic, decorating on a budget. Get some boxes. You can get boxes from the grocery store. You can get boxes from numerous of stores. Go to the dollar store. When I say the dollar store, I mean the dollar store. Any and everything you pick up in there is a dollar or less. Get you some wrapping paper. You can take three boxes, a large, medium, and small, or a medium, small, extra small. wrap them up. They become your three-tier. They become your makeshift Christmas tree and put a bow on top of it. Buy a bag of bows out of the dollar store. And then to decorate in each of the rooms, you could just have maybe one box. And you take that box, and that is your Christmas decoration for that room. But the investment has only been the box will be free. And the only investment you're looking at are the bows, the tape, and the wrapping paper. Now, for some reason, you're like, well, where do I go for boxes? You can go to, like I said, the grocery stores. You just contact them and find out, hey, I need some boxes. When can I come by and get some? And most stores are willing to work with you and give you the boxes absolutely free. The key thing is if the boxes are destroyed at a certain time of the day, you need to know that, because if you're not there by that time, they will be destroyed, because at the end of the day, that's somebody's role, that's somebody's responsibility. But otherwise, get the boxes, get the wrapping paper, determine what theme you might want for a particular room and go for it. Also, while you're at the dollar store, get a box of cards. You can sometimes find cards that have different messages on them. So get those and use those to decorate in different rooms. So there's a lot of ways that you can decorate on in different rooms. Now, the third and final thing, selecting a priceless, not a pricey gift. You know, adults can just exchange names. They can write down what they want, and then you can pick something from there. Or if you don't, if you're getting a gift for someone, if you don't do the adult exchange, then just knowing what that person wants. For example, if they like blueberries, maybe you do blueberry jam, or you find a blueberry jelly, something specific. So you've gone a little extra mile, but you have not, it doesn't have to be expensive. So those are the three items: making income, decorating on a budget, and selecting priceless but not pricey gifts. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to wrap up with financial notes with Cindy G. Thank you for listening, and I'm going to see you on the other side of the break.
You can reduce your risk of COVID-19 by cleaning and disinfecting frequently touched items and surfaces every day. These items include remotes, tables, counters, light switches, doorknobs, handles, toilets, and sinks. Wear disposable gloves to clean and disinfect. If you can see that the item is dirty, wash first with soap and water or another general cleaner. Then use a household disinfectant to kill germs. Follow manufacturer's instructions for application and proper ventilation to safely use the product. For phones or other electronics, follow the manufacturer's instructions for cleaning and disinfecting. If no instructions, use alcohol-based wipes or sprays containing at least 70% alcohol. Dry surface thoroughly. For more tips, visit cdc.gov.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading in the United States, and leaving your home increases your chances of getting and spreading the virus. CDC recommends you stay home except to get groceries, medications, or other essentials. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Travel increases your chance of getting and spreading COVID-19. Take steps to protect yourself and others. Don't travel while sick. Avoid contact with anyone who is sick. Wear a mask to keep your nose and mouth covered when in public. Avoid close contact by staying at least 6 feet or about 2 arms' length from anyone who is not from your household. Wash your hands often, or use hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth, and watch your health during and after travel. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy G. So just a note on this holiday season, let's all try and stay as positive as we can, and let's have an attitude of gratitude. Things are not as many of us expected it to be, but if we can focus on the blessings that we do have, I believe it will make us stronger. And you never know how we interact with other people can just make a difference in what they're going through. So if you are not registered, you have until Monday to get registered for the Senate race in the state of Georgia. For anyone out there that's 17, if you will be 18 by January 5th, you can register to vote. So take advantage of that. And early voting starts December 14th. So let's make a difference. I'm not here to say who to vote for. That's not my role here, but to encourage everyone to exercise their right to vote. And on a health tip, let's continue to wear our mask. And if we're not wearing our mask, let's start wearing our mask. Let's wash our hands for 20 seconds and practice social distancing. There is a song out there. It's a country song, I believe. And in it, the father asks, well, how'd you learn this, son? And how'd you learn that, son? And he said, I learned from watching you. The youth are watching us. So let's make sure we're showing them some good habits. Wear a mask, wash those hands for 20 seconds, practice social distancing, register to vote, actually vote. Now, next week on Financial Notes with Cindy G, we're going to have some tax tips. So I invite each of you to join in and listen. Have your questions ready because we will have a guest next week. And invite a friend to join you. So I like to always have quotes. So this week I went on the internet and there was an article, cute Christmas caption, dated October 16th, and I thought, wow, they started early. But anyway, the caption is Christmas magic is in the air. So it's in the air. Let's embrace the air. Let's breathe in and out. Like we're meditating, breathe in and breathe out. So I want to give Christmas magic is in the air. Also, a small business shout out to Neal Brothers Tires in Columbus, Georgia for your automotive needs. Many of us have elected to, keep our vehicles. Sometimes, you know, this could be a time to buy that car, but many of us have said, you know what, if the car is paid off, I'm not trying to get a car note. I'm just going to, you know, keep the maintenance on the car taken care of. And if you're that person, Neal Brothers Tire in Columbus, Georgia, go see them for your automotive needs. They do more than just tires. I am looking forward next Thursday to see each and every one of you, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. For Financial Notes with Cindy G. As I noted, we will have an individual here who's going to give us some tax tips. It's a timely time. And so I invite you to, you know, come back next Thursday, bring a friend, and have a great, great week. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Take care of your loved ones. And again, thank you so much for tuning in to Financial Notes with Cindy G. It is always a pleasure to be here with you. And I look forward to any of your questions next week, and so does my guest. Excited to be with you. Enjoy this week. Enjoy this weekend. Stay warm, and I'll talk to you next week on Financial Notes with Cindy G. Good night, everybody.
Listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk.
celebration and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.